Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so happy you're here. There's so many other shows you could be tuning into, and I'm sure you are because I have a plethora of podcasts that I love to listen to, and it's nice to have a good variety. I love pop culture. I've been really loving the last couple months, like funny podcast episodes that just kind of pull me out of whatever I'm doing, can give me a good laugh. And I'm planning on bringing my husband back for maybe the next episode. If it's not the next one, it's going to be in a couple weeks, just for kind of some free flowing conversations. Ask each other a couple of questions. We do prepare, but when we jump on podcasts together, a lot of times I like the questions to be like right off the top of mind, so you don't have time to fully prepare your answer, because that's where you can get stuck in your head. And I've had guests come on the podcast and vice versa. I've been on other shows. They're like, do you want the questions in advance? And I'm like, honestly, no. I would rather just sit in the energy and be able to flow and go back and forth, unless it's, you know, something very specific, you know, that I need to prepare for. But I like that for my show guests as well, to be able to come on and just kind of riff back and forth and really just play on and feel on what emotions and what season of life you're in, because that's going to dictate where your podcast goes and what your answers are. And I've had a couple of guests that are going to be coming on the podcast, and we've had to reschedule them a couple times. And I always look at it like, you know, it's never an issue, right? It's always whenever the time is meant to happen, that's exactly the conversation and the message that's supposed to come through. Because I could have similar questions lined up for a podcast guest this month, and then next month we record the exact same podcast and the answers might be completely different, because we evolve and we grow and we expand every single day and in every season. So I love that take on it. So there's going to be more coming for the show that way, but I'm going to make this a short and sweet episode today. If you are noticing that you're sabotaging your growth and it ain't feeling real good, okay? Because we're coming out of holidays, right? Like, that's in the past now. December, it is now middle of January, okay? Holidays are a thing of 2024. We're moving on to 2025. And so many people want to come right out the gate of like January 1st or January 5th or whenever kids go back to school or you go back to work. And it's like, now is the time I'm going to set all of the goals for myself. And sometimes we fall a little flat because either we're taking on things that are way too big, meaning if you are somebody who didn't work out all last year and all of a sudden on January 3rd, you're like, I'm working out 7 days a week, 2 hours a day. I'm not eating any sugar. I'm cutting this out. I'm cutting that out. And, you know, that is almost setting ourselves up for failure, because your body is going to react in a way of like, oh, no, this, we don't like it. This is too much. This is an overload. So what do? We give up or we stop and we revert immediately. And what that can lead into is this spiral back to where we were, and we start to revert back to old patterning because we just haven't given ourselves enough space to find obtainable things that we can achieve. And that's not saying don't dream big and don't set your vision to be something huge and expansive and like this big, huge goal. That's not what I'm saying. We just have to take the proper steps in order to achieve these things without setting ourselves up for failure. Because I've been there. Okay. I come from a world of personal training. This was partly the reason I got into mindset coaching. And I talked about it a little bit on last week's episode too. It's like people would set these big, huge goals. And it's like, we want to go from 0 to 100 in 5 minutes because we don't want to take the time to actually take the micro steps in order to get there. So We're going to be getting into a little bit of that today. Again, keeping it a nice, short, and sweet episode, like a little bite size, you know, digestible episode. Okay. So why are we doing this in the first place? And you might be like, I don't know. It's just a part of me, right? And that's okay. But when we start to self-sabotage, and this is one of the modules actually in Level Up VIP, one of my very first group coaching programs, because it's so powerful and so important to be able to tap into what we're doing and why we're doing it. So these are things such as behaviors, your thought patterns, old habits that keep us in the same place. Okay. And I have a client that I'm working with right now who's also a friend of mine. And we were talking about this over the last couple of days because she was running up into some of these issues because she's been very consistent. She's on a new plan of getting all of these amazing things accomplished, right? Really working on consistency. And once we reach a place where maybe the things that you're doing aren't so shiny and exciting, right? It's kind of like getting into a routine, staying very consistent with your habits. There isn't this big shiny thing. It's like, oh, this is the thing that I'm doing right now. Like we're in a cruise control almost of like, this feels really good. It's a little different, right? It's kind of boring sometimes and that's okay. But this theory that I learned years ago now, I didn't come up with this. I don't even know where it originally came from in the world of personal development. Like most people aren't reinventing the wheel here. They're just finding tools that really work for them. And then they share it on their platform or write a book or write it on their, talk about it on their podcast. Right. And I remember listening to this podcast and you may have heard of this before, right? It's this theory around your own internal thermostat, not your actual body temperature. Okay. But it's more of like your comfort zone. Much like a thermostat in your house controls the temperature, right? Let's say you set your thermostat at 68 degrees. If the house gets too hot, let's say it's a really sunny day, right? The air conditioning is going to blow on and regulate you back, regulate the house back to 68, vice versa. Okay. That's our regulation. Let's just use 68. I feel like that's a normal temperature. Okay. Now, when we start to push beyond that, now we're coming back into our body, not the actual temperature, but our own comfort zone. Maybe it's financially, maybe it's emotionally, maybe it's in a social setting, whatever it might be. Maybe it's in your business, right? This internal thermostat is going to start kicking in to bring us back to what feels really familiar. So if we start heating up and building momentum and making really big moves, body and mind are now like, oh no, no, this is not familiar. This is not comfortable for me. We're overheating. We got to come back. We got to come back. Okay. So let's say if you've never earned or, well, I shouldn't say it like that. Let's say there's this amount of money, right? Let's say X amount of dollars. Okay. You're very comfortable and familiar earning this amount of money. Now let's say you get a bonus at work or your large sum of money comes into your field, right? It could be a small, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much it is. Okay. Now all of this money comes into your world, into your life. This might start to trigger some behaviors from your a previous version of yourself. Maybe overspending, undercharging for your services, avoiding the workload because your internal body, your mind wants to bring you back to what feels very familiar. Even if it's uncomfortable in this place, your body is comfortable being there. And that's what tends to happen sometimes when we start to expand and we don't really look at the energetics behind, okay, I got this promotion or I'm launching this thing and I'm selling it out because now that's going to require more time and energy from you that may take away from other parts of your life that now we can tap into some avoidance of like, oh, is this what I really want? Like I really have to sit down and look at, is this something that I actually want to do? And if it is, there's going to be some things that might need to change. This can happen in relationships, in business, right? It all starts to trigger and activate different parts in ourselves, especially around things like worthiness. If you're getting into a new relationship and things are going really well, right? Maybe you have a history of some self-sabotaging behaviors in relationships because at one point in your life, somebody hurt you real bad. I'm not using this. This is just a blanket statement. This is not talking to anybody specific, okay? I don't know your personal lives. Maybe somebody hurt you in the past, right? Emotionally. You are emotionally like, oh my gosh, this was so painful. Somebody broke your heart. Now, the thought of actually giving your heart to somebody else, all of these sabotaging behaviors start to come up because you're like, I'm not going to let this person hurt me. I'm going to do it myself, because that ultimately, in quotation marks, keeps us safe. But is that really what you want, right? So now we're starting to bump up with these things of like, oh my gosh, we've never been in this place before. So even if you're doing consistent tasks, routines, rituals, practices that aid in whatever you're trying to achieve, your subconscious might start turning its wheels of like, oh no, we don't. We're not going down this road again, because last time this happened, we got hurt. Or I have a core wounding around not being enough or not feeling worthy, and I don't want to feel that way again. So now I'm going to put my walls up. I'm going to revert back to these old habits, old patterns that are familiar, but they aren't really getting us to where we want to go. Okay. Does that make sense? It's all now in the energetics. It's all now what's in the body. Now we're letting our mind take control of like all these spiraling thoughts, sabotaging behaviors. Ooh, it can be a slippery slope. Okay. So some signs that you might start to feel, or that your body is feeling a little unsafe to grow and expand, you might be taking on more anxiety. You might be overthinking when it comes to taking action. And I am in the tail end of this season right now. These last 6 weeks have been challenging. Oh my gosh, they've been challenging. Okay, I have noticed I've been tapping into avoidance. And I notice when I'm going to take action, I start to get into anxiety, overwhelm, and fears and different belief systems that I had that I've had for 30 years. And now it's time to start taking a radical look. Woo. Right? You might feel some tightness, fatigue when you're stepping into something new of like, oh my gosh, my palms are sweating, my chest is tightening, the avoidance comes in. Perfectionism is a huge one of like, well, I can't launch this thing until it is absolutely perfect. I can't put this thing out there. I can't make this step. I can't make this call until every single thing is perfect. And I will say this, if you are launching something in your business and you are solely focused on your logo, the colors, all of the details people really don't care about. Now, branding is a huge thing. I love it. It's a big part of my business. I love creating it. I love helping other people with their branding. But if you are so focused on these minute micro details, then in the grand scheme of things, aren't actually what's important. What's important is the energy, the message, the connection, right? The vulnerability, what your services actually provide to help somebody move through whatever it is they're going through. That's what we're focusing on. People aren't looking at your page and they're like, oh, this color is not, it's a little off here. I'm not liking it, right? That's not what people are focused on. Okay. If you're noticing you're moving into procrastination or avoidance, that's another big one. Okay. So let's start to get into how we can start spotting, breaking some of these patterns, all of the self-sabotaging that comes up, right? Reflecting on our triggers or activations, what situations make you feel anxious or lead to avoidance. Just start to take a little assessment, okay? A little energetic assessment. I can't answer these things for you. You're the only one that can really hold that mirror up and you're like, okay, where is this actually coming from, right? Look at the repeating cycles that keep coming up, the areas where you feel stuck. No matter what you try, no matter what you do, these things are like still right in front of your face. Start to take an assessment of like, okay, this is where I'm feeling held back. This is where I'm feeling stuck, no matter what I do. What is the repeating factor here? What continuously comes up for me? What thought, what action, what habit, right? Like start to look at these things and then really focus on, and this is something that you're like, oh God, if I have to hear this one more time, like I get it, right? The way we speak to ourselves and the way we co-sign our own bullshit is it's a lot. It's a lot, right? So if you are constantly reinforcing all of this negativity, it's no wonder we're not making any progress, right? If you're constantly repeating these things, even if it's silently in your head of like, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, no one's going to buy from me, they're always going to go to this other person, this person's doing it way better than me, I'm not qualified enough, right? If you are constantly reinforcing those things, it's no wonder why we're stuck and why you're feeling stagnant, right? Because you are continuously reinforcing this cycle and this belief. It's a lot, right? So how are we going to break it? Okay, going back to what I was just sharing, awareness. Start catching these patterns. Notice these things. You can even journal. I have a lot of my clients move through a 2-minute breath practice when this starts to come up, right? Even if you're sitting in your car, you're cleaning your house, whatever you're doing, drop into your body for a few moments, put a hand on your heart, a hand on your belly, take a deep breath in through your nose, expand your lungs, your heart center with air, open mouth, exhale, and allow yourself just to clear some space. Clear some space, set a timer for 2 minutes and just see what happens. Okay. This is paired directly with regulating your nervous system. These body scans, these grounding exercises, they're going to create a sense of safety in your body, letting yourself know I'm safe right now. Nothing's coming at me. Nothing's coming to take anything from me. Let's just breathe through it for a moment. Okay. Look at where you can create some small wins, some little things of like, oh, I can check that off my list. Slowly expand this comfort zone with these small micro moments instead of these huge leaps that it's like, of course we want to look at our goals from a year from now, but you're not going to achieve that tomorrow. What can you do right now to reinforce the belief within yourself of like, oh, we did this thing? Because what happens? Consistency builds confidence. Think about it. When you are consistent with something, where does your confidence level go? It rises for the most part. Your confidence level will start to increase. Even if it's journaling every day for 5 minutes, going to the gym for 20 minutes, doing your stretch, whatever it is, maybe it is every time you start to feel a little dysregulated, you drop into your body for a 2-minute breath practice. You can check that off as a win. That is a huge thing. Even though it sounds so small, it's a really big thing in aiding to regulate your nervous system. Okay. You can use affirmations and you can use mental rehearsal to visualize yourself succeeding in whatever you are doing. This is so underrated and often forgotten. I forget about it. I'm like, I have all of these tools at my fingertips. And I still forget sometimes when I get caught in this, I'm like, oh, it can be that simple. I can literally just drop into a different frequency when I choose to do it. I can become aware. I can regulate my body. Where can I celebrate myself? Allow myself to step into gratitude even for a moment. And then I can drop into this mental rehearsal to be able to visualize what it is that I want. Then I can create the action steps in order to do it. Where we get stuck is that we have a running list and like this mental chaos going on in our minds because we have so many things we want to do. And then we get paralyzed by all of these things that we want to do. And it's like, we don't end up doing anything. Okay. So if we can create some space, find some clarity, regulate the nervous system, and then drop into this frequency. It's like, oh, it can be that simple. This can be a 10 to 20 minute practice in your day. And you're like, wow, things are really starting to shift. Like I can see it. And then the last one is finding your support system. Okay. It sounds like I'm beating a dead horse here, but truly when you have accountability from people who can hold your vision without judgment, without a sense of like, you know, like, I don't even like sticky, nasty energy. They're not looking at you from a place of jealousy or envy, or they're not like wanting to gossip with you. It's like, if you can find that clean vessel to aid you, it's like, holy shit, you can tap in to some really incredible things. Because without a source of accountability, we're just kind of out there like flailing around. And if you are somebody who holds yourself accountable on your own, beautiful, roll with that. But if you're ready to take the next step of like, holy shit, look at what I've done on my own. What more can I do with somebody partnering me in me and championing me? There we go. Along my side, like to see this through with me, like your entire world can expand. You're going to blow some shit up in the coolest way, like unfathomable ways. The most, like when my business really started to expand, I had a coach and a mentor during that season, because that is how important it is, truly. And if you are ready for this level of support, I would love to create the space for you. I'm going to have more mind, body, breath workshops coming if you're local. But if you're listening to anywhere in the world, really, we are going to Nashville, April 8th through the 12th, 2025. The highest form of support, as in 5 days together and 2 months of one-to-one coaching, mentorship, and support as well, to really have somebody hold your hand without sounding like silly about it. Like that's what I receive when I work with a coach and mentor, like somebody to be there to just hold the vision. It's so freaking powerful. And I'll leave you on this little story. My husband went on a bachelor party and it was just three guys. It wasn't like the stereotypical bachelor party. Like it wasn't like that. It was just three guys who are all friends who just wanted to spend some quality time together and just hang out and have deep conversations. And he has never gone on a trip like that before. Us together, or him personally, has always done like business masterminds or business retreats where you stay at a conference center and you go to seminars and you do those kinds of things. And this time they were in a house and they just had space, just the three of them. And he's like, holy shit, now I get it. I never got it before. And he comes home and he's like telling me all of these things like that we do on our retreats. And I'm like, I get it, man. Like, yeah, I'm so happy you can now see. He's like, every single person in their lives should experience this at least once. And I'm like, I'm so glad you can finally see kind of what happens, right? They weren't doing the same things, but how special it is to be in a home with other like-minded, aligned people who can hold your vision, to have deep conversations that don't have any ill intentions or any gossipy feelings. It's just like we can go in and talk and feel supported and have somebody hold you in a sacred space that it feels so safe. But then you also walk away with tangible steps and tools and a new group of friends that you're like, holy crap. Like I can't even imagine what my life would have been like if I didn't do this, because that's the amount of growth. Like this is the secret sauce. This is the key that will unlock your next season of expansion. And of course, yes, it involves your time, your energy, your money, your schedule, all of these things, but it will change your life. It's like doing 6 months worth of healing work in a 5-day period. And you also get 2 months of coaching with that too. So if this is something that you're feeling called to or aligned to, and you're like, I've been sitting with this for a couple of months and I'm ready to do it, head over to Instagram and just shoot me a DM at Mallory Campbell and just say, I heard the podcast episode. I want to talk. Like I am ready to do this. And there are flexible plans and so many things that can make this fully obtainable for you. It's an all inclusive expenses, like paid minus your flight to get to the home in Nashville. Every single thing is included. It's going to blow your mind. Okay. That is all I have for you today. We will be back next week with another brand new episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.